Worldwide Sideband Activity Contest, that's phone. Then on September 1st, the NRAU 10-meter activity contest, CW phone and digital. And September 1st to the 3rd, the G3ZQS Memorial Straight Key Contest. That, of course, is CW. And some upcoming section, state, and envisioned conventions to keep in your plans. August 26th to the 28th, the Northeast Ham Exposition. That's hosting the ARRL New England and Hudson Division Conventions. That's in Marlborough, Massachusetts. September 2nd through the 4th, the Shelby Ham Fest hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention.
Hey, this is David Poe, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
On the next Deep Breeze, Norwegian guitarist Geir Stunstall dives into his instrument collection to produce an album of underwater music, and we'll hear the results. Plus tracks from Africane 808, Floating Points, Edgar Meyer, and Umanzuki. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries. For a vegan, digital hipsters, world.
Seekers, tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on welcome. Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common. Supporting vibrant
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tyler Burton of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Do you have some news to share with WGXC listeners or a special community event you want everyone to know about? You can send press releases on any subject to news@wgxc.org, where they will be shared with all.
What my heart has heard, what it takes my breath. Thank you. Happy Sunday. This is Alana, your host. You're listening to There There on WGXC Radio for Open Ears. That's 90.7 FM on the FM dial in the Upper Hudson Valley and around the world online at WGXC.org. Before this hour, we heard Foraging Ahead, I believe, with Kevin Factor. And coming up later on at 8 o'clock, Tony Fallon with The Irish Show. I'm on the fourth Sunday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. And tonight I am enjoying myself heartily because a few months back I received a very generous donation of a bunch of old records from a friend, a cat sitter to be exact. Thank you, Lindsay. And she had some family records to was looking for a home for them, and they've been sitting in a pile, and I just started going through some of them today and pulling out some old vinyl. I'm playing some old records, and I hope you enjoy it. We just heard Carla Thomas, The Time for Love is Any Time. It actually wasn't from that particular collection, but a good one. Before that, Sonny and Cher's Greatest Hits, the track was called Plastic Man. And before that, from the album Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, The Look of Love by Burt Bacharach, the one and only setting the tone for this hour. There's some really good liner notes on some of these records, and so I thought I would read one of them. I'm looking at an album by Peter, Paul, and Mary, In the Wind, which we'll hear from in a moment. And there's this great, great piece of writing by none other than Bob Dylan. Snow was piled up on the stairs and onto the street that first winter when I laid around New York City. It was a different street then. It was a different village. Nobody had nothing. There was nothing to get. Instead of being drawn for money, you were drawn for other people. Everybody used to hang around the heat pipe, pounding subterranean Everybody used to hang around a heat pipe pounding subterranean coffee house called the Gaslight. It was, at that time, buried beneath the middle of McDougal Street. It was a strange place and not out of any schoolbook. More than seven nights a week, the cops and firemen stormed down the steps, handing out summons for trumped-up reasons. More than five nights a week, out-of-town bullies start trouble, and everybody from John the owner and Dave the cook to Rod the cash register ringer to Adele the waitress to anybody who was on the stage to just plain friends who were hanging around would have to come up swinging dishes and handles and brooms and chairs and sometimes even swords that hung on the wall in order to match the bully's weight. And the bullies was always big bullies. Everybody that hung out at the Gaslight was close. You had to be. In order to keep from going insane and in order to survive, and it can't be denied, it was a hangout. But not like the street corner. Down there, we weren't standing and looking out at the world, watching girls and finding out how they walk. We was looking at each other and finding out about ourselves. It is of these times that I remember most sadly, for they're gone. And they're not never coming back. Never coming again. It's, if these times I think about now, I think back to one of them nights when the doors was locked and maybe 30 or 40 people sat as close as the stage, as close to the stage as they could. It was another night past 1 o'clock, and that meant the tourists on the street couldn't get in. At these hours, there was no telling what was bound to happen. Never, never could the greatest prophesizer ever guess it. There was not such a thing as an audience. There was not such a thing as performers. Everybody did something and had something to say about something. I remember Hugh, who wore different kind of clothes then, but still shouted and tongue-twisted, flowing lines of poetry that anybody who could be struck by the sounds if a rock hitting a brick wall could understand. I remember Luke playing his banjo and singing East Virginia with a tone as soft as the snow outside, and Mr. Garfield with a biting tongue as hard as the stovepipe on the inside, and Dave singing House of the Rising Sun with his back leaned against the bricks and words running out in a lonesome, hungry growl and whisper that any girl with her face hid in the dark could understand. Paul was then a guitar player, singer, comedian, but not the funny ha-ha kind. His funniness could only be defined and described by the word hip, or hip with a Y, that is, a combination of Charlie Chaplin, Jonathan Winters, and Peter Lorre. Maybe it was that night that somebody flicked a piece of cardboard in front of the tiny spotlight, and he made quick, jerky movements on the stage, and everybody's eyes was seeing firsthand a silent movie for real. The bearded villain, if and out a print picture, there ain't room enough on the paper, I tell about everybody that was there, and exactly what they did. Every night was a true high-degree novel. Anyway, it was one of these nights when Paul said, you gotta now hear me and Peter and Mary sing. You gotta now hear me and Peter and Mary sing. Mary's hair was down almost to her waist then, and Peter's beard was only about half grown, and the gaslight stage was smaller, and the song they sung was younger. But the walls shook, and everybody smiled, and everybody felt good. And down there, approval didn't come with the clapping of hands. It came at the end of the song. At the end of the song, it came bursting out any time. It came bursting out any way it felt like bursting out. And they were approved by the people watching and by themselves, which really was one. And that's where the beginning was at, inside them walls of a subterranean world. But it's a concrete kind of beginning. It's a concrete cause. It's close. It's a concrete because it's close. And it's close because it's got to be close. And that feeling ain't be forgotten. You carry it with you. It's a feeling that's born and not brought, and it can't be taught. And by living with it, you learn to see and know it in other people. To sing and speak as one, you got to think as one. And you got to believe as one, and you got to feel as one. And Peter and Paul and Mary are now carrying the feeling that was inside them walls up the steps to the whole outside world. The rooster never crowed on MacDougall Street. There was no dew on the grass, and the sun never came shining o'er the mountain. There was nothing, I tell you, it was nothing except the pins and needles feeling in your arms and legs from staying up all night. But all of us find our way, knowing when it's a morning. And once you know the feeling, it don't change. It can only grow. For Peter's grown, and Paul's grown, and Mary's grown. And the times have grown. Bob Dylan, 1963.
So fast, please don't tell what train I'm on, so they won't know where I've gone.
Freight train, coming round the bend. Freight train, gone again. One of these days, turn that train around, go back to my hometown.
Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so
more place I'd like to be. One more place I'd love to see. To watch those old Blue Ridge Mountains climb when I ride old number 9.
Freight train going so fast. Freight train going so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on, so they won't know where I've gone.
When I die, please bury me deep down at the end of Bleecker Street, so I can hear old number 9 as she goes rolling by.
Freight train going so fast. Freight train going so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on, so they won't know where I've gone.
So there's one other thing I want to tell you about Peter, Paul, and Mary and this album, which is I'm going to play one more track. That was Freight Train. The album is In the Wind. And there's another track on this album, Hushabye, that my mother used to sing to me when I was a little child, when it was time for me to go to bed and we'd exhausted all the stories and all the fears about what if there's a fire and how do we get out of the house and where the apartment to be exact, and all the things I could do to procrastinate going to sleep, and when it was finally time to settle down, she would sing me this song.
City out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do? What to do? What to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. I view the morning with such alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
Thank you.
Okay, so that delightful little trio were three tracks from the album Quadraphonic Sound. This is a demonstration album demonstrating quadraphonic sound technology, which was new at the time. And since I'm interreading liner notes today, I'm just going to read you a little thing from this record. Well, we first heard actual sounds of trains passing by. After that, actual sound of tree being cut down. And the third track was The Mill in the Forest, which was composed by R. Eilenberg and arranged by Akira Ishikawa. So here's what they have to say. Vanguard is who put this out. This Vanguard quadraphonic recording, when played through a quadraphonic decoder, will produce four separate channels of sound, creating the highest level of fidelity so far attainable. This was 1972, and it did sound pretty damn good. Let's see, where did I leave off? In classical music, these consist of two channels recorded as in conventional stereo, plus two channels recorded by microphones strategically directed to the rear and sides of the auditorium. Produced thus are the actual acoustical properties of the auditorium, plus a clarity of detail hitherto impossible. In popular music, it opens up a new, exciting listening experience by enabling the programmatic material to be recorded and reproduced at any point within a 360-degree circle. And it goes on from there. Well, I'm enjoying this record so much, I'm going to play you one more track called, just primarily because of the title, called The World of Abstruseness. This is played by Sozu Ongaku Shudan. Okay, I lied. I played the wrong track. That's actually called Jealousy. Also wonderful, played by the Tokyo Cuban Boys, T. Misago conductor J. Gade. Oh, sorry. T. Misago conductor is J. Gade and arranged by Y. Ichinose. Those are some fun demonstrations of quadraphonic sound. I'm Alana, your host. You're listening to There, There on the fourth Sunday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. here on WGXC Radio for Open Ears, creative community radio serving the Upper Hudson Valley at 90.7 FM and around the world 24 hours a day at WGXC.org online. Let's see. We're having a pretty eclectic show today. I've been excavating a large stack of records donated from our very generous cat sitter. Thank you. Next, we have a few minutes left until Tony Fallon takes over at 8 o'clock. Let's enjoy Martha and the Vandellas.
I want to sing a song about pride. Listen, you know I love you more than anything, but you got that mind of pride standing in between. This is what you gotta do.
That grizzly, grizzly. Oh, that grizzly, grizzly. I said that grizzly, grizzly. Oh, that grizzly, grizzly. I'm gonna tell you a story about that. I'm gonna tell you a story about that. Oh, well, you better watch out for that. Cause he's a mean old grizzly. Oh, that grizzly. Grizzly, grizzly bear. I said that grizzly, grizzly,
grizzly bear.
He come a walking and a talking at
grizzly bear.
He come a huffing and a puffing at
grizzly bear.
He come a wobbling and a squabbling at
grizzly bear.
He's a mean old grizzly,
grizzly bear.
Oh, that grizzly, grizzly,
grizzly bear.
Tell me who
Papa went a hunting for that grizzly bear. Yes, my papa went a hunting for that grizzly bear. Oh, well, I ain't a scared of that grizzly bear. I tell you, I ain't a scared of that grizzly bear. And I listen while I tell you about that grizzly bear. I said, listen while I tell you about that grizzly bear. Oh, that grizzly, grizzly, grizzly.
That was Harry Belafonte doing Grizzly Bear. Before that, Martha and the Vandals with Tear It On Down. Before that, Jealousy, but I told you that, by the Tokyo Boys. Wrapping up here on There. This is WGXC ACRA Radio for Open Ears. I'm Alana, your host. Thanks for tuning in. I've just been having fun playing some older tracks off some dusty records. The cracklier, the better. And we're just going to keep the schmaltz going with some Johnny Mathis. Why not? Fifty-ninth Street Bridge Song. Thanks for listening.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestone, looking for fun and feeling groovy. La 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 la, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Doin' doin' feeling groovy. Deeds to do, the promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Kicking down the cobblestones, doin' doin' feeling groovy. No deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is
one thing I did forget to mention is the track before this one was actually Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. That's the name of the album. It's Jerry Murad's Fabulous Harmonicats and their rendition of Mac the Knife. You're probably confused. You're like, that didn't sound like Harry Belafonte. His track was the one before that. So thanks for your indulgence. And we'll take it out with the Barquets with A Child's Heart. See you next month.